Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Sunday. This is Brother Nathan, Church of Christ Alive and Message, on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. It's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, I pray with you. Have any questions about the lesson, I do my best in the Lord Jesus and answer for you. If you have any comments, I ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call and get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So at this 7 o'clock hour, Central Standard Time here in the United States, on this Sunday, for those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio, you know what that means, the full gospel message with Brother Eddie Lee. And as we wait for our brother to come on and head this off, I just want to take this time and opportunity to thank God for all of you that are listening far and near. And once again, may the Lord bless you, your family, and your loved ones in Jesus' name. Amen. It's truly indeed a blessing to be on the broadcast today. Once again, I did a broadcast earlier myself, and just at work, people, to get the word of God out to you guys and to all of you that's listening, whether you are in this country or whatever country you're listening to, whether you're in Germany or Japan or South Korea or Uganda, wherever you may be, just trying to get the word out to you all at this hour. And so, once again, it is a blessing to be able to come before you all with the word of God today. So, glory be to God. It kind of cooled off a little bit. I know this morning when I went outside my house, it was kind of a little bit cool. Not real cool, but a little cool. And we thank God for just that, you know, because here in Mississippi, not only have we been getting high temperatures, but we've been getting very high humidity. And so I want to say to all of you that's listening, if you are in places like that gets high humidity like Mississippi, hey, stay hydrated. Stay hydrated. I mean, drink as much water. And not only that, you know, if you're sweating, especially pretty bad, make sure you get potassium back into you, because we need water, but we also need potassium, because you'll start cramping up pretty bad, you know, once that potassium leaves your body. So, you know, drink you plenty of water. Make sure you get you some orange juice in there. Some of you who are able to eat bananas, get you a banana. You know, we got to do what we got to do, people, on our part to stay up, okay? God has a role, but so do we. And you have many people, they try to put everything on God, okay? And, you know, they want God to heal them of the high blood pressure, but they keep eating the pigtails, okay? You got a role to play, people. You got a role to play, okay? You know, some of the stuff, you know, you need to leave alone. You keep messing with it. And then when it's affecting you pretty bad, you say, Lord, heal me. Well, I guarantee you, when you get into that conversation with Christ, I guarantee you that's going to be one of the things he's going to talk to you about, is whatever that is that's hurting you that you're eating or taking in, he's going to tell you to leave it alone, okay? And, you know, we can't look at Christ as a pushover, because, you know, he telling you that and you won't leave it alone, and sooner or later he just turned loose. You know, I'm just being honest with you. So we have a role to play, people, you know, in our health, in our healing. We have a role to play, and we have to do our part and, you know, stop trying to put everything on the Lord, you know, and do our responsibility of what we have to do. And so I thank God he has been blessing me over these past few years, awakening me more to this thing here, taking care of ourselves more. I'm a strong and even I become even a stronger believer in then that we have to do our part to take care of ourselves, okay? And amen, because we're living in this day now that, hey, you got so much stuff going on that, you know, and I'm going to tell you, medical bills is going up, people, whether you realize it or not. God bless you, brother. Oh, good evening, everyone. Uskin Norgin. Kamasta. Jesus is Lord. And Uskin Negan, Fraulein, and Main Hair. We welcome every one of you with the love of Christ to this hour of the midnight cry to the nations of the earth. And we now acknowledge the Lord Jesus and the saints everywhere, acknowledge the Holy Spirit and the redemption and sacrifice of his life to redeem us, risen on the third day, ascended into heaven, coming back again, and sending his messenger, the Elias, brother, come to blow the trumpet in Zion that he's coming. He's coming. So glad to have this opportunity in America. So far, do not have closed doors where many nations do not allow this liberty of the gospel to come. So it is today that we have the liberty and freedom given us. We are in America, USA, and we rejoice that we have this liberty to declare the unspeakable love and riches of our Lord Jesus Christ to redeem and deliver all nations. So we're glad and rejoice for those who have an ear to hear. Now we are seasoned. This is Handmaiden's Night, as we honor the women of God, the handmaidens of the Lord Jesus, and as they speak to the women of the world, the women in Christ, the women in other areas and cultures, and God's love and Christ's love is for all people. Thank God for our handmaidens, for our mothers, who are the backbone of our nation, the wives, the sacrifice that the women, the mothers, the wives, the many other who sacrifice and give themselves for the benefit and help of many nations and many people. We commend the women, especially those that are seated in Christ our Lord. All right, who do we have on the scene today? First up,
We have Sister Stella. God bless you, Sister Stella. How you doing?
Okay.
God bless you. Okay.
Sister Stella, unless you speak to the people in Africa, Asia, Asia Minor, we salute our brothers in China who are going through great persecution and sacrifice their lives, coming into the revelation knowledge of Jesus Christ as Lord, and those that are suffering in China for coming to our Redeemer, those that are in South Korea, those in, whether they're in Thailand or Philippines or Indonesia or India or in Australia or Ethiopia, in Kenya, whether they're in Germany, whether they're in Sweden, Istanbul, Morocco, in all parts of the earth. We salute you and greet you in that awesome and most excellent name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved and gave his life to redeem all mankind. So, Sister Stella, we introduce you to the women of the world, even to Israel.
Yes. Okay, I thank the Lord for being on this broadcast tonight, and I would like to share a scripture. It's in Luke, the 12th chapter, and starting at the scripture is the 32nd verse. It says, "Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." And the Lord Jesus, he was at that time, he was speaking to his apostles, and he was telling them, don't fear, don't worry. because he was saying that it's your father, it's your father will. He was telling that the Lord that his father was their father, and see he said it was his pleasure, good pleasure, to give them the kingdom, and the
yes.
verses above that he was talking on the 22nd verse. It said, he said unto the disciple, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, neither for the body, for what you shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap. Neither have storehouses nor barns, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And which of you, which take thought, can add to his stature one cubit? If ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they sow. How they grow. They sow not, they spend not, and yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothes the grass, which is today in the field, tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not ye what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of a doubtful mind. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after. And your Father knoweth that you have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all things shall be added unto you. And then he was telling them about this worry. Worry is a sin unto God. And when he said, worry not or fear not, that's not an option. That is a commandment. And I know I'm guilty of that, number one guilty of that myself. And as I was seeking God on Thursday morning, and I was praying the prayer of Jabez. And I was really, you know, crying out to the Lord. And I was, you know, Jabez said, oh, Lord, would thou bless me indeed? Will you really, really bless me? And as I was reading about Jabez and praying, and the Lord spoke this scripture to me. He said, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. So this is what I wrote. The Lord say, don't be afraid or worry. Be at peace. He called us his little flock. Sheep cannot take care of themselves. They have to depend totally upon the shepherd for all of their help. The Lord Jesus wants us to depend totally upon him for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And for it is your Father's good pleasure to give
yeah.
you the kingdom. Jesus
yeah.
is telling his disciples that his Father is their personal Father also. He made it clear when he said, your Father. It's pleasing
yeah.
the Father to give his children the kingdom. What does the kingdom consist of? A king and all his subjects. And we as children of God have inherited a kingdom. Everything in the kingdom belongs to us. We don't have to worry about anything, no debts. And in the kingdom, there is what? Perfect peace, perfect unity, perfect love, perfect forgiveness, no discord at all. We have inherited all these blessings and the gifts of the earth. And as children, we have inherited all these gifts as children of God. We don't have to fear because we have a Father that will take care of us. And when he was saying, take no thought for your life, He don't even want us to worry about anything. He want us to have a perfect peace of mind in our mind, body, soul, and spirit, you know, that he can be able to work through us and work, you know, and send us different places. But if our mind is all worried about material things, how we going to survive in this world, then we won't be most good to him.
Yeah.
And so he let us know that sin is it's against his commandments, against his nature. And I would like to read a couple little poems here concerning about worrying, about, you know, when the Lord said, consider the lilies of the field and how the ravens, you know, how he feed them. And, you know, and they don't be worried about anything. And so this little porn say, the ravens he feedeth, then why should I fear? To the heart of the Father, his children are near. And see, that porn is letting us know that if he feeds the ravens, the birds, and he take care of them, why should we fear, you know, about tomorrow? He tell us don't even take no thought about tomorrow, because tomorrow is not even promised to us. He only promised us one day at a time.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
If we have sufficient this day, then we should thank him. We should live this day to the fullest, because he never said tomorrow belongs to us. You know, and I want to read another little poem here too. And this lady, she wrote it, her name Elizabeth Chenney. Said the robin to the sparrow, I should really like to know why these ancient human beings rush about and hurry so. Said to the sparrow to the robin, friend, I think that it must be they have no heavenly father such as care for you and me. And that's a really beautiful, meaningful poem, you know, that she wrote. And he tells them how the sparrows and stuff, how they trust God and they depend on God and they do not worry. And, you know, she was just saying they were looking at us human beings, how we rushing to do this and rushing to do that. And the robin asked the sparrow, so they must don't have a heavenly father like us. And see, they depend on God for everything. And I was reading also about this lady. Her name is Darlene Dyer Rose, who she was in a Japanese concentration camp during World War II. And so in one day, and the story I'm going to read herself, and this story goes, that she was locked in her prisoner cell, and she looked out of the barren window and saw a banana tree. She prayed a very simple prayer to the Lord, she was famous, famished, and starving, and she prayed to the Lord, would you give me just one banana? Just one banana. She probably forgot about that prayer. And in the days that came after that petition to God, a friendship grew between her and one of the Japanese commanders. A couple of days later, all of a sudden, the door of the cell burst open, and a whole big bunch of bananas came flying into the floor. And she wept and thought to herself, oh, Lord, how full of unbelief I am. Then as she gave up that testimony, she quoted this hymn. I'm gonna quote it. Fear not, little flock, wherever you locked, he enters all rooms, the door being locked. He never forsaketh, he never is gone. So count on his presence in darkness and dawn. Fear not, little flock, he goes ahead. Your shepherd select the paths you must tread. The waters of Mary, he sweetened for thee. He drank all the bitterness in Gethsemane. Fear not, little flock, but it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And you know, and so I just give these are things that you know the Lord was just giving me, you know, as I was seeking Him on Thursday morning, and I prayed a little prayer for a prayer of need, and the Lord, I'm telling you, the Lord answered my prayer just like He answered that lady that asked for the banana, and I, you know, just that quick, the same in a few hours, I prayed. And the Lord blessed me and answered that prayer, that I, specific prayer that I asked Him for. He answered that for me. And so he wants us to be encouraged, you know, just like in the Nephite reference, fret not because you see not, because you will receive no witness until after the trial of your faith. Because sometimes it'll seem like when we ask God for something, and then it come a time of waiting and testing. And sometimes He'll draw back from us, and He'll let everything that we pray for sometimes contradict what His words say. But when we hold on to that word and hold on tightly to it, and then our answer is on the way. You know, just like I was, thinking just now when I spoke that, and the Lord, He brought this song to me about a miracle in the making. I ain't gonna sing it though, but you know, and He was saying. You know, don't give up for the God you serve, and He won't leave you. There's a miracle in the making. Just keep holding on. And see, there was this lady, she had an issue of blood. In this song, she had an issue of blood. And then she said, she pressed. And she said that I knew I got to touch Him. And so when she reached and touched His garment, and then immediately, that miracle that she was looking for, it was performed in her. And so she had to do lots of things to get past, to get that miracle. Because what did she was a crowd of people, and she had to get down on her knees. And I remember years ago when I was stirring about on inner healing. The God had me stirring on inner healing. And He brought to my mind about this lady with the issue of blood. And he was telling me that it was a lot of obstacles in her way, keeping her from getting what she needed. And then the people were just like a crowd, just like things that's in her life that were keeping her from reaching out to get those things that, you know, to get her healing. So she probably had maybe some anger, some unforgiveness, some bitterness, because the Bible said that what she did, that she had been to the physician for 12 years, and they couldn't do her any good. They knew they couldn't do her any good, but they took all of her money. And what you think they're supposed to do? It's called power. Bitterness is coming on hard, resistance is coming on hard, anger is coming on hard. And so what she had to do before she received that healing, that inner healing man got that, it had to be healed. And then when that inner healing was healed, then the body became whole. And the Lord let me know years ago, even now when things hit my body and stuff like that, And then I have to do like some soul searching, and I have to repent, Lord, if I have any in there, anything in there, any unforgiveness, any bitterness, any hatred, any pride, any jealousy, any malice, anything, Lord, anything. I said, Lord, I don't want that stuff in me. I don't want nothing in me that'll hinder my growth in you. And then, you know, and the Lord, He will help us, you know, when we humble ourselves. You know, like that. Okay, and I thank the Lord. And that's all I had to say.
All right. Thank God. We receive that with joy. We receive that with thanksgiving.
Amen.
We hope someone help and bless us for those words of enlightenment. All right. Let's continue to ride.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. No one has anything to say, I guess.
Well, I give glory unto the Lord Jesus Christ, and I thank him for his goodness. And most of all, I thank him for his great blessing, because to me, just to be able to open my eyes was a gift and a blessing this morning. And I was thinking, you know, on well, different things I was thinking on, but most of all, I was thinking up on this great gift of salvation that Jesus Christ made himself a curse for us in order for us to obtain. And I was thinking about, I've gone over and over that 133rd Psalms, and I was thinking about that. And I just think, and I praise the Lord, because as I went over it, I'm going to read it. It's really short. So 133 is short. And I'm going to keep that and start off. I just seem to be that. But I thank the Lord. And in this 33rd, you would see, really, it is in life. Really kind of meditate upon it. And I thank the Lord, because it starts out and it says, "Behold, how good, how pleasant it is."
Let me can I interrupt you? Let me interrupt you, sister. You're reading from 133, right? 133.
Yes. Right.
Okay, well, it was coming out like it was 33, so that's why I just wanted to, so everyone would know that you're reading from Psalm 133.
Yes. Okay. excuse me. I remember from last, it might have been last week, a week before, when the brother had given us this, and I had been reading it. Anyway, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like a precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirt of his garment, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountain of Zion. For there the Lord commanded blessings, even life forever." And I was, I was up probably pretty late, and I had read it, and I was thinking about it, and I had gone outside, and later on in the day, I had gone outside, and I was just thinking, and I was just, you know, praising the Lord, and, you know, and I was looking at, I have some plants outside, some tomatoes and peppers, and, well, I have some flowers, too, and they were really looking like pitiful. I put it like that. They're really looking pitiful. I'm looking at them, and I came and I got some water and I poured on them. And you know, when I poured that water on them, it wasn't even an hour that I looked at them, and the Lord brought this 133rd back, because the dew is represents a symbol of where the Lord says that united in the spirit. Because when I poured water on them, they like stood up and they was revived. You know, they see that I come back to life. And I was thinking about it, just like that 133rd Psalms, you know, that I poured that water on them, and it's like how they revived. It's a unity, a unity that represents, you know, a symbol of the unity of the spirit. And, you know, tells us that we all must come into the unity of the faith. And that do also, talking about pouring that water on those plants, it's a reviving effect. And, you know, that's what the church, you know, the dew is a reviving effect. And the way it acts, you know, to the plant, really, it's the same way as, you know, the brothers and sisters, the people that's in Lord. When we unite, it revives, you know. And
amen.
That is involved, you know, and I just, but thinking about that, you know, it came to me about Esther and about, you know, coming to the Lord. And if you have to, you have to have that faith. You know, I've had people tell me, well, I don't have anything to repent for. And, you know, in my mind, I'm thinking, you know, for somebody to have that kind of mind to think they, you know, they don't have anything that they've ever done wrong to repent for. And it brought to my mind that somebody in the church asked me, like, probably 30 years ago. And they asked a question when they took Jesus up to crucify Jesus. If you was in that situation, what would you have done in that situation? And the question was asked to me like probably 40 years long ago. But the thing of, I told them, I say, I would have to tell you, if I was back in that day and in that time, at that time, I can't say in this day what I would have done. And she told me, she said, well, I'm glad that you put it that way. And it's like, well, that's how I, you know, see it. I don't know what I would have done if I had been in that time when everybody was yelling out to crucify him, you know. And I just think and I pray. But we have to have that faith to believe that we're not good. And we haven't always done everything right. And And I was thinking about Esther. In the scriptures about Esther, you know, it tells us that Esther took a year to prepare for her wedding. And the way she prepared, and you know, really, it's, I hear the brother say all the time about the spiritual and that, and it was like for us to prepare to meet Jesus that we have to truly humble ourselves and repent.
Amen.
So we have to have something to repent for because we are as the dust here today and gone tomorrow, according to the word. For us to repent, but for, you know, when Esther was preparing, it's really the natural to the spiritual side. And she's preparing for her kingdom, and that's what we're doing in this day and time. We're supposed to be preparing for our king because we have so much against us. We have the world, the flesh, the devil, and our biggest enemy is ourselves.
Amen.
But the word that in the time of Esther's preparation, that you know, she took 6 months. That they brought to her, that she was spent in applications of oils and 6 months of sweet odors and spice that she had to use. She was doing all of her kids. So who are we and what more than we have to do to prepare our king?
Amen.
You know,
Amen.
Earnestly and sincerely seek after God, and there is a preparation that we have to make, and we have to make, you know, a vow to the Lord, and the vow that we make, we have to be prepared to stick to that vow every day.
It's
and
so
I was thinking, about, you know, I first received this message, one single message, and when I said message, I'm talking about one single message from the word of the Lord. It's a book that's brought to mankind by the hands of an angel. And anybody that can get their hands on this book, I would that you would read it. And when I received that one single message, and it was a month, a whole month was passed before I even got it in hand to read it. But when I read it, you know, it's things that you have to earnestly in your heart, you want to know. And at that time, I earnestly wanted to know deep down in my heart if an angel was coming in this day and time. And when you honestly, I know a lot about the Bible, which a lot of people say, I have a Bible and I don't need any more. But I tell you, we do need some more because our Lord and Savior and Jesus Christ have not stopped speaking. He still speaks. And this world is in a world of trouble and we need somebody to help get us out of it. And man, on this earth, because we're born of a sinful nature, humans cannot help us out of this mess because they are in a mess.
Amen.
And so we spiritual, heavenly being to help us out of this test. And when mm-hmm. I read that one single passage and I really started seeking the Lord, we have to earnestly, sincerely seek him. And we have to make preparation, too, because our preparations is, you know, you know, salvation is free, but we have to prepare by setting ourselves up. We set ourselves apart to meet the Lord. That's just like Esther did. She set herself apart for a whole year preparation for her king. So this is what we have to do. We have to sincerely, with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, we have to repent of our sin. And I tell you, if you are sincere of heart, the Lord going to let you see that you are not ready, we are not fit, and that we have to repent. And we have to know. And even Romans tell us that, you know, that if we believe and confess, we have to confess it with our mouth that the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, that he died. But he didn't just die, and people think right now he's still in the grave, but he's not. He rose again.
Amen.
And I thank the Lord that he did, and that because of the preparation that Jesus, he said, I would do nothing unless my Father, God, tells me, and it's the same now. We have to consult the spirit being that help us to make this preparation to withstand these things that are up on the earth and these things that are coming up on the earth. And so, therefore, we have to make all of this preparation to be ready for this long-awaited, and he was spoken about, you know, to this John the Baptist, this angel, to help us prepare, and to help us prepare and, you know, help us to get back to the I hope the people that are listening just think about, I'm not saying you have to do anything, but think about how you think Jesus originally set up the church. The church that you were in, and I'm not talking about any Baptist church, but the church that you were in, you ever thought about to yourself, is this the way Jesus meant it to be? Is this the way he set up the church to be? And this long awaited messenger that's coming to help us get through what's up on this earth, what's coming on this earth, and to help us get back to the original setup of the way that the church was set up. And we can read throughout the scriptures. We can read in Matthew. First of all, if we read in 2 Thessalonians, it talks about the past, the present, the future. And then we can get into the original setup of the church. And Matthew, the scriptures, it tells us the original setup of the church. And the original setup of the church, it tells us the king, which is King Jesus. And the king, he has to have some people. And he's making whoever wants to give their life to him, he's making you where you can be part of the people that the bride, when he comes back for a bride, and he has to have a place, a dominion. And, you know, I can tell you, to read the scripture, when he comes back, he's not coming back for all of these churches with all of these different names, because he said the church shall be named in my name. He's not coming back for all of these different names, these churches that's out there. And he has to have, there's officers and there's laws in the church. And that's what Jesus is doing now by sending the messenger. He is known as John the Baptist, the messenger, and he's bringing this last warning, and I would say he's bringing this last setup of the, you know, the church, bringing the church back together again.
Amen.
And putting it in order of the original
setup.
And through this, and as I said, that there are people in the church, and I was listening to what sister was talking about, and how, you know, when you give yourself to the Lord, when you confess your sins and you repent and give yourself over unto the Lord, you know, it's three things that really comes into your life. you know, it comes into your life. Joy comes into your life.
Amen.
Peace comes into your life. These things, give your life over to the Lord Jesus, you know, and these are the things that we have to do, because not only you say you have a Bible, read it, and your Bible will point you to other books. Search it out when you get to a scripture that's pointing you to another book. Such as things that say, if every word that Jesus spoke was put in a book, the world contains. Search these things out, and you will see it, but you have to, it says, faith coming by hearing and hearing coming by the word of God. So therefore, what you have to do, you hear the word of God in order to obtain your faith. And
Amen.
The book because of the, you know what? The Lord has given all of us a space to repent. He's given us a space to repent. Don't let time slip back. Don't let your time slip back. Don't, you know, it may think about we had gone to Chicago, and we had gone up there in the winter, and when we were on our way home, we came back, at it was dark at night, it was snowing out there, and the salt truck was out on the highway, and they were storing salt. So my husband had asked me if I would drive for a little while, so I said, yeah, I had a problem with that. So I'm driving, and I got out there, which he said, you don't do that, you don't do that. But I just think, and I praise the Lord. So I passed up the salt truck, and the salt hitting up against the side of the car woke him up. And he said, don't let me wake up and be dead. You know, the thing of it is that don't let tonight be your last night. You know, when you hear Jesus, because you know what? You're not waiting on him. You're not waiting on Jesus. He's there with his hands out for you. So don't let tonight pass you by. And I beg you, don't let tonight pass you by, because as the sister was saying, tomorrow is not promised to us. You lay down and you go to sleep, and I'm telling you, that devil is standing right over you waiting to snatch the last breath out of you. And, and my husband, don't let me wake up and be dead. You're not going to wake up dead. You open your eyes and you'll be in hell. And that's a sad thing to say. And people don't want you to say that. But it is so true. So I admonish you a forgiving heart, as the sisters say, because the Jesus Christ came, he made himself a curse for us.
Amen.
So the price has been paid. The price has been paid for, I'm going to tell you, the ones that think that they don't have any sin or anything to be forgiven for, I'm going to tell you the price has been paid for you. It's already
Amen.
Been
paid. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Paid
Thank
that
you,
price
Jesus.
For
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
To our Savior. He's a Savior of
man.
That he is the Savior of men, and by him being the Savior of men, and he made himself a curse for us, we don't have to live with all these sicknesses and diseases. We can give all this unforgiveness, all of this stuff down that has festered inside of us, and this stuff has caused you to have cancer and caused you to have diabetes and heart attacks and all this other stuff.
Amen.
And down on the inside of your body, and then on top of that, all of this different things that we eat. I heard your brother talking about
that too.
We're compounding our problem when Jesus said that he came because he made himself a curse for us, and we don't have to have these things. And you can believe, if you want to believe, that it's Jesus wants you to be sick. I'm going to tell you that that's not true. He does not want you to be sick.
That's so true.
Amen. Healthy and happy. And I tell you, when you receive Jesus Christ in your life, you will receive this peace you will receive this joy. You will receive Amen. It in your life when you give your life over to Jesus. And I thank him and I praise him tonight. You know, I
Amen.
Think I praise him for my life and for him waking me up sooner. And sometime when my husband and I were talking and he was saying, yeah, when I was in the world, he said, I was just messing up and I wish I had came to the Lord sooner. And there are people out there now. And come and give your life to the Lord so you can have some peace. Some
Amen.
Peace. Because you know what?
Amen.
I'm talking to people out there who might be listening, might not be listening. But I want to tell you, you know what keeps you running to the bar and running with these cigarettes and all this stuff? Because you do not have any peace in your life. And
Amen.
You're
Amen.
Life. But I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is the answer. He is the answer.
Amen.
And I give glory unto him. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords.
Amen.
And he's coming that Amen. All and give all a chance. He says he have given you space to repent. Don't let your space get past you. Don't let
Amen.
Your space get past you. I thank the Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I guess, Amen. Okay, that's the end of that.
Well, we got Sister Helen on, brother. We got Sister Helen. God bless you, Sister Helen.
God bless.
Amen. I thank the Lord, you know, for the great testimony and the great witness of his word. Can you hear me?
I
Hello?
Hear you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, I was just thanking the Lord for the great testimonies, you know, and the witness,
yes.
you know, of his word, because, you
Amen.
Know, his word is true. And, you know, I
mm-hmm.
just want to share here that I went out today to Pickens. And, you know, and I was talking to the lady there in Pickens, and she was beginning to start talking about the people that was in her church. And, you know, and how, you know, most of all of them there, you know, were sick. And they were sick from the COVID. And she was saying that how it really affected them. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
and how it affected their mind. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
and you know, different things. And she was saying that how it affected her arm, you know, you
yeah.
know, that when she took the shot, you know, and she having so much trouble, she got to, you know, go back, you know, to the doctor, you know, and everything. And we know that when that COVID came out, it was a trick of the enemy. And it did
mm-hmm.
affect people's mind and their nervous system and
mm-hmm.
different things. And, you know, and we know that it was demonic. You know,
mm-hmm.
because I had COVID, I experienced, you know, some strange things, you know, even, you know, in my body. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
how the Lord took and how he delivered me, you know.
Amen.
You know, things that had, you know, had plagued my body, you know, through that COVID, you know, that went out. And so we
Amen.
Just, I've been praying for her and praying for the men and the women in her church, you know, that have been affected, you know, by
yeah.
that sick, you know, that plague, you know, that went out to the people. And so I just want to read a little right here of the 17th chapter of St. John. And
Amen.
Says, Jesus and lift up his eyes into heaven and said, Father,
mm-hmm.
the hour is come. Glorify thy son. That thy son also may glorify thee. As thou have given him power over all flesh, that he should give
mm-hmm.
eternal life to as many as thou have given him. And this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. And I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me with thy own self, with the glory which I have with thee before the world began. And see, Jesus, he was praying a prayer, you know, for mm-hmm. his disciples, for the ones mm-hmm. that the Lord
yeah.
had given mm-hmm. them, you know, while he was here, you know, on the earth amongst them.
Yeah.
And that when he, and when he had them to follow him, demonstrated that power of the
Amen.
Father, you know, in their presence, so that when
mm-hmm.
he had to go to the Father, you know that same spirit and power of God would be manifested, you know, up on them. And he
Amen.
Said, "I have manifested thy name unto mm-hmm. the men that gave me out of the
mm-hmm.
world."
Amen.
And thou gave it them me, and they have
yeah.
kept thy word. Now yeah. they have told that all things whatsoever thou shalt give me are thee. And see, he proven, you know, to them, you know, the power of the Father, you know, that was within him. And
Amen.
So I have given them the word which thou gave me, and they have received them. And have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou sent me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou have given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep thy own name. Keep thy own name, those whom thou have given me, that they may be one as we are one. And see, and that's
Amen.
What the Father wants. That
mm-hmm.
you know, with him, with the Lord, you know, Jesus Christ, and he was praying to the Father on the back behalf of them, you know, that he
mm-hmm.
would keep them, you know, and
yeah.
so the work that they had seen him do through his Father, and so that's what
mm-hmm.
the Lord Jesus Christ is calling us into, you know, holiness, you know, that we might be one with him, you know, that
yeah,
spirit and power that were up on him, it would also be manifested through us, you know, through his word. And so,
Amen.
And that'll be all. If they can continue
Amen.
To read St. John, it's really not 16, 17 chapter of St. John.
Mm-hmm.
Well, beautiful and lovely. And marvelous if you're sharing and been giving to those that were listening and hearing the wonderful things that the Lord holds to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm grateful to the most wonderful and beautiful prayer of revelation and truth that Jesus
mm-hmm.
prayed in John
Amen.
17, which
mm-hmm.
is the greatest words and prayers that he actually uttered. For us to receive
Amen.
Enlightenment and learning
mm-hmm.
and understanding what the will of the Father is.
Amen.
Chapter over and over again, God, your understanding will come to open the relationship, prayer,
yes.
and revelation of the Father to the Son and the Son to us. We are grateful
mm-hmm.
For those wonderful, wonderful and marvelous enlightening words of Jesus he left on scene. Beautiful prayer. Also, the Jabez prayer, which we pray, I think it's in Chronicles of 4. The Jabez prayer in First Chronicles.
Is that fine? It's for,
but it's in Chronicles 6 or 24 or 4 and 10, which one is it? But anyway, but let us finish consider the prayers that was uttered in the scriptures by the prophet, but mostly the one of the most beautiful revealing prayer that our Lord Jesus left on scene in the Gospel of John.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank God that today you were able to share with people. My mind was on the, as we close, and getting a magazine called The Voice of the Martyrs.
Mm-hmm.
In this magazine, it gives events that are taking place in many nations and how many Christians are being martyred or killed for the faith they have in presenting Jesus to the nations. And it's called The Voice of the Martyr. And they are suffering, giving their life, their everything to present the love of the gospel to them. And we are surprised in America. We would be surprised if we knew how many Christians, true believers, Bible-redeemed Christians, are dying for their faith and being killed and martyred as the early church was martyred. Our time in America is coming. Unbelief don't believe it. Doubt don't believe it. Religion don't believe it. But you can believe that real persecution we will face in this nation that we call America is coming. So set your feet on the block. Be steadfast. Be willing to pay the price. But many are in prisons around the world. As we leave, let's pray for the many saints are in prison now, suffering for the word and the gospel.
Amen.
Let's go. Satan is making his last move. I call it his last move to cover the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And he's working in all haste. So we have to get in the haste. And we have to get in and use everything the Lord has permitted us and ask the Lord to revive us and anoint us as he did Elijah of old. And we may walk in the power of Elijah, who brought a great deliverance to Israel, and our nation meet a great awakening and deliverance. So this is a midnight cry awakening. So, Father, in the name that is above every name, the most excellent name and person, as we remember the saints who are in these nations far away giving their lives. Many are in prison, even in Korea, North Korea. Lord, we thank you for South Korea, where the church, your church, your people in Prayer Mountain, who are praying 24 hours in Seoul, Korea.
Yes,
and
Jesus.
A mounting of prayers going out for the nations.
Yes, Jesus.
Thank
yes,
you
Jesus.
For setting up that work
thank
in
you,
South
Jesus.
Korea.
Yes,
may it affect
Jesus.
The North Korean people who are in the shadows of darkness and bondage.
Yes.
And Lord, may the greatest revival again hit Japanese people as it is doing into China.
Yes,
overthrowing
Jesus.
The grips of Satan and blindness. In Australia, now suffering with Ethiopia, Lord, show your mighty hand and help your people intervene. Send
Hallelujah.
Angels to minister unto them and deliver them and comfort them and show the right hand of your power as it was in the days of Elijah of old, how he stood forth and he confronted the enemy. Let your people have the great, marvelous boldness and courage of Elijah to stretch forth your hand of deliverance. They might see your miraculous supernatural hand that you are alive today to deliver.
Thank
Raise
you,
up a standard and giant and let their nations cry out to thee and find deliverance and hope.
Thank
we love you.
Jesus.
Let the love of God be revealed to them, the love of Christ.
Yes,
the one that loved them to lay down his life to shake up again. The nations
thank
that are crumbling and falling in confusion, revive, awaken, and stir their hearts. Send missionaries. Send missionaries. Send intercessors. 10 spiritual warriors.
Yes,
had to
Lord.
Be standing in the gap for these nations.
Yes, Lord.
Let
Jesus.
Revival and spiritual awakening come.
Yes.
Let mighty awakening even come
Thank
to America.
Yes.
Send the Azusa Street Revival.
Yes.
Send the
Lord.
Azusa Street Revival again in
Thank
our
Lord.
Nation and in many nations. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah.
We continue
Thank you.
On our Father. Kingdom of God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for another blessed broadcast. And as my brother said, we will be back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock p.m. So once again, we love you all. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless.